Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is participating in Clan Conference, also known as Sharing Our Knowledge, a conference of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian tribes and clans. The conference begins on Thursday and runs through Sunday. Venues are KTOO's TV studio, the State Museum, and the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. My guest now is renowned and award-winning weaver Lily Hope.
Hi. Thanks
Welcome
for having
to the
me.
Show. Ganesh yeah. Chish for being here.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Lily, so you, the Weavers Gathering starts on Thursday, right?
It does.
In the atrium of the Andrew P. Kacheverov State Library Archives and Museum.
Yes. That is such a mouthful.
The APK, right?
Yes.
So I got to attend the conference 2 years ago in Sitka, and every time I walked in to that venue, I saw you and a crew hanging out weaving. For somebody who hasn't seen the Weavers Gathering before, will you describe it to our listeners?
You have the opportunity to rub elbows with some of the most prolific weavers in Southeast Alaska, and actually a couple from Canada who are coming down specifically for this demonstration. And you can feel the spunky energy in the room. You can learn more about the difference between raven's tail and chilkat weaving and some of the dyes we use. There'll be a spinner present working to spin warp for a tunic that she's making. So it should be pretty fun all around. You'll also be able to see the Giving Strength robe in progress, which is we're weaving. There's almost 60 of us weaving for the Aware Shelter.
All right. Let's get back to that robe in a second. Tell us, you mentioned raven's tail and chilkat weaving. Tell us a little bit about your lineage and which one you focus on.
I'm weaving mostly in chilkat weaving right now, and that is the slight modification of form line art here in Southeast Alaska. And I'm doing that because my mom passed away recently, 3 years ago or so, and kind of left me holding all this information. And I didn't realize I was supposed to be teaching weaving. I thought I was going to be a teacher of, you know, younger students, which I do that because I have five and I'm homeschooling a few. And anyway, chilkat weaving is where I'm primarily focused, although I really love the mathematical nature of raven's tail, where you get all the geometric patterns, 19 of them who were retained in basketry. And it's great to do raven's tail because you get a little bit of that satisfaction of watching a pattern come to life very quickly. And chilkat weaving is so laborious and time consuming. You can spend weeks on something and it's still not done.
Tell us a little bit about what weaving means to you. What part of your life is it?
It's my sanity. It's my break from my five children. It's my connection to my community and my ancestry. And teaching weaving particularly is my heart work. I love being around other weavers and exciting them about this new pattern or, oh, this is how you do a circle. And then when they put the braids in or close the braids around a circle, I always, like, you know, tap my feet and clap and squeal a little. And that's so exciting to see these come alive.
Sounds like there'll be some of that in the atrium at the AVK.
Very much. I hope so, yes.
And you said it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
It is, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Speaking about the life of a weaver, you wrote, you're a poet as well, and you wrote a piece called One Square Inch in Chilkat Weaving. I'd like to play that for our listeners. Can you set it up a little bit for us?
Sure. It came about because it's really intense, all the things that go into the chilkat blanket as you're weaving. There's a heaviness in carrying on a tradition that's hundreds of years old. And here we are with One Square Inch.
All right.
My name is Lily Hope. I'm a chilkat weaver, performing artist, and fashion designer living in Juneau, Alaska, with my five small children and my writer husband, Ishmael Hope. I'm going to share a poem with you today called One Square Inch about the adventures in chilkat weaving. So without further ado, One Square Inch, traded for 3 hours of my life. These finger-twined, braided shapes mimicking our form line art. one square inch, 14 miles up the mountain for cedar bark and mountain goat, hunted, harvested, thanked, skinned, stripped, spun, animal and plant become one. One square inch, 6 pounds of wool, hand-dyed, hemlock bark, wolf moss, copper shards, and human urine saved for many days. One square inch, hundreds of years, woven documents, histories of our people, clan stories, recognition. These Chilkat robes, these inches, bestowing honor. One square inch, weaving four generations, honoring our teacher's oral traditions, her dreams, her insistence, practicing gratitude for this gift. One square inch, kilos of cultural pressure, heavy taboos, heavy, heavy taboos, no five-fingered hands, sparing use of red, abstain from your men. These Chilkat inches, we lead our daughters to weave. Weaving one square inch, weighing minutes between joy for weaving and frustration for having to care for self and attend the husband, play for with your kids, clean the house. These minutes I could be weaving, these inches I could be weaving. Oh, but having to seek balance in all. One square inch. Unity of women gathered together seeking weaving camaraderie, dropping into meditation, training apprentices to take our places, learning these inches until they can weave. One square inch embodied every day, chaos organized, universe aligned, twine by twine, braid by braid, these life-giving inches in the Tlingit robes of our lives.
All right. Lily Hope, thank you for sharing that with KTOO Public Media, One Square Inch in Chilkat Weaving. What comes to mind as you listen to that piece that you wrote?
It's weird to hear it again, but all true, all still true.
I'm thinking more about your lineage and your mom, Clarissa Rizal, and Jenny Thlinot. Tell us a little bit about how you each learned from each other.
Well, I didn't realize what I was learning. I was present when my mother did her six-week apprenticeship with Jenny. I was almost seven, I guess, when that happened. And I can still smell her house. And I swear there was a swing outside, and I spent a lot of time there. But then I would sit next to my mother while she was weaving. And then throughout most of it, my whole childhood, she would invite me to do whatever she was doing. She'd say, here's this ball. You want to wind these balls for me? Here's this, you know, bark. You want to split this teeny tiny? Isn't this so fun? Use a tiny knife and split it into tiny shards. And I thought it was pretty fun for a while. But mostly I liked spending time with my mother. So I kept saying yes and yes and yes. And then I realized that I was weaving, you know, alongside her and helping her teach classes. And then I was halfway done with my robe and she passed away. And for the first half of that, she was either in the same zip code with me, weaving the robe, weaving her final robe, or we'd be FaceTiming for hours, you know, my phone on my thigh, weaving with my, you know, hands free, and her with her phone on her thigh. And we had the FaceTime on so we could see each other's hands moving. It was so fun to look down and see my hands, my mother's hands flying across. So we did so much work together that way, even long distance. Yeah, it's really good.
Did you two agree on different ways of approaching weaving?
You know, I realize that I definitely hold on to the way that she taught me to weave, in that she uses templates when she's, you know, she has uses transparency to hold up her design. And I've been weaving a lot with Ricky Tagaban on a Chilkat blanket commission together. And he is very much like feeling it, you know, like, oh, this feels really good. Oh, this looks like it could do this. I'm like, wait, it doesn't fit the template. Wait. Oh, ah. And so we've had to come to, like, he's weaving one section, I'm weaving the template section, and I'm letting, like, I just have to surrender, because the work he does is amazing. It just doesn't quite fit the template that I'm like, oh, wait. And so it like pushes me outside of my comfort zone, but it's also brilliant work. So I'm like, you go ahead. And so those are kind of the two things. And I'm definitely my mother's daughter, that I need that like reassurance of, does it look like it did on the pattern board? So.
And in addition to Ricky, are there other people you're passing your knowledge on to?
Oh, my kids are winding balls these days and putting little needles on cards and assembling weaving kits with me. And Anastasia Hobson George, my former apprentice, who she just asked me the other day, she's like, what am I now if I'm not your apprentice? And I said, you're an artist. You're a weaving artist. And I have a few other students who kind of came under my wings as my mother's former students, and I've just been helping them go along. But like Nyla and Lane Ryan, heart, and love working with them. When you get into this work, there is so much heart, so much heart.
Among the words in your poem that I appreciated are woven documents.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Mm-hmm. Historically, our Chilkat blankets hold our clan history, or clan, what do you call it? Clan crests. And but more than that, I've been thinking more and more about how we have the history of not just the clan, like this might be a migration story, or this is, you know, the whale who ate the seal, or that kind of thing, or the frog emerging from his den. It's that they're not just woven documents of our clans. They are a capturing of one weaver's life for a couple of years. I think that's pretty important to remember. Actually, Char Fox stopped me on the street and she said, you know, Lily, when I think about looking at these textiles that take 2 or 3 years to make, she said, it's not just that you're creating something that's going to be here for hundreds of years, but you have really captured a couple years of a person's life.
If you're just tuning in, this is the voice of Lily Hope. She will be part of the Weavers Gathering at the APK, the State Museum, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a part of sharing our knowledge. Something I heard your mom and you talk about once is the mindset that you need to be in when you come to weave. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Oh, I don't know if there's any other art form that needs your sloughing off of ego and rage and all the things. Like, you have to leave everything at the door. So when you sit down at your loom, you sit for a minute. I like to hold the warp strands in my hands, or put my hand up on the loom bar and just put my head towards the weaving itself, or touch my forehead to the weaving and say, I'm so grateful for all the things that have occurred today and in the past years that have brought me to this moment to be able to weave. My nanny, my husband who has a job, my, you know, all the things, my car that operates smoothly so I can get over the bridge to get to my studio, all the things. And when I forget to have that gratitude, I can put my hands to the work and spend hours weaving and then have to take it back out because it's not the way that it, I mean, it's just not shaping up right. Same, I can't manufacture an argument so that I can go to my loom for 6 hours because I've been missing my loom and I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to leave now. And then go to my loom and same, it's all garbage. Whatever I weave is just has to come back out. So it's we really have to be careful with the energy that we bring, because we're helping bring a being into the world, and that our Chilkat blankets are the closest we can get to the spirit realm. Especially when we sit on the backside of the loom. So we have to be very, very careful with the energy we bring to that.
You've talked about that, right? It being a veil between the worlds.
Right.
Sense. Okay. Lily Hope, who should come and sit with you on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
If you're wondering what Raven's Tail and Chilcat Weaving is, come check it out, 10 a.m. to 5, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the APK Atrium. If you're wondering about how the dyes are done, oh, you should come to the Chilcat Dye Working Group presentation. It's Thursday at 3:45. Thursday, 3:45 in the APK building at the Alaska State Museum. Myself and Liana Wallace and a scientist, actually, from the Portland State University, Tammy Clare, is going to be there, and we're going to do a really cool science experiment so you can see how we're breaking down the dye and all that. Fabulous, fun. Anyway, so the marriage of art and science, and we're all nerding out.
I could sit here a lot longer. I have questions about the warp, the cedar bark, the hemlock bark, all of these dyes, but I bet you will answer them this weekend as part of sharing our knowledge. Tickets and information, the schedule, the workshop you mentioned is all at sharingourknowledge.org to sign up for the conference. Meet Lily Hope and company in the atrium. Lily, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Is there anything we're missing or anything you'd like to share?
No, thanks so much for having me, Scott.
Thank you.
Your light shines brightest in the night.